Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello from CNN. I'm Afoma DK with the five things you need to know for Thursday, November 30th. A truce between Israel and Hamas has so far lasted for 7 days, but it's hours away from expiring again. Both sides are now negotiating daily to keep the agreement in place. Under the terms, Hamas must offer a new list of 10 hostages to be released in exchange for Israel to pause its military operation. A deal to extend the latest truce went down to the wire Thursday because Hamas declined for hours to produce a list of hostages that had 10 women and children on it, a condition that Israel insisted must be met. As a result, an Israeli official said the militant group released 8 hostages at different times today because they were held in different locations. But Israel agreed to count 2 Israeli-Russian hostages released Wednesday as part of the deal. Meanwhile, Israel released 30 Palestinians from Israeli prisons, according to its prison service.
I'm at peace. I have accepted that whether I get expelled or I don't, I have accepted that I cannot control that faith, Mr. Speaker.
That's indicted New York Congressman George Santos during an explosive debate on the House floor today. Tomorrow, the chamber will vote on a resolution to remove him from office. Santos refuses to resign and says he won't seek re-election after a report from the House Ethics Committee. He says if the House expels him, it'll set a dangerous precedent. And GOP Congressman Clay Higgins agreed, saying voters in Santos's district should decide.
The American people run this thing. My beloved colleagues, step back from this egregious act that you've threatened.
But some Republicans like Mark Molinaro disagree.
Dear God, Mr. Speaker, my future former colleague is divorced from reality. And my colleague, in the most truthful thing he said today, said we don't want to be compared to him. My colleague is damn right.
Florida governor and presidential candidate Ron DeSantis squared off with California's Democratic governor Gavin Newsom in a primetime debate moderated by Fox News. Although Newsom has said he's not running for president, the two had previously agreed to debate each other. One of the topics they weighed in on was Americans leaving blue states for red ones. Here's what DeSantis had to say.
He'll tell a blizzard of lies to be able to try to mask the failures, but the reality is they have failed because of his leftist ideology.
And here's how Newsom responded.
California has no peers. California dominates, sizable 21 state populations combined. It's the fifth largest economy in the world. We dominate.
A federal judge hit pause on Montana's statewide TikTok ban before the law was set to go into effect next month, pending a trial on the matter. U.S. District Judge Donald Malloy said in an order that the state's government appeared more interested in TikTok's connection to China than how the app affected Montanans. The state's governor said earlier this year that the law would protect residents' personal data, quote, from the Chinese Communist Party. The law was said to be the first of its kind in the U.S., with potential fines of $10,000 per day for violators. TikTok and Montana's governor didn't immediately respond to requests for comment. A spokesperson for the state's attorney general's office said it looked forward to continuing the case, calling it a preliminary decision. Coming up, LeBron James's son gets the green light. Hey, we're back. The oldest son of NBA superstar LeBron James has been cleared to return to the basketball court after suffering a cardiac arrest this summer. That's according to a statement from a family spokesperson. 19-year-old Bronny James is a freshman at the University of Southern California. He was hospitalized after suffering from a cardiac arrest during college basketball practice. He was later diagnosed with a congenital heart defect. CNN has reached out to USC for comment. That does it for us. Tune in to our next episode at 6 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.